The Wisconsin Technical College system has new figures out that show 86% of its class of 2009 grads have either part or full-time jobs. And of that group, 73% say it's work related to their training. Dan Clancy is president of the Wisconsin Technical College system, which represents the 16 tech schools in state. He says the latest numbers were a pleasant surprise.
We've always had very high placement rates. Greater than 90% is what our average has been on prior years, but to see something still in that 86% range was really encouraging, very encouraging.
Surveys were mailed to nearly 24,000 recent graduates, of which 17,000 responded. Data shows two-thirds of working alumni were women, largely working in the health sector. Men were mostly in industrial positions. The median annual salary for all grads was just over $31,000, down about $1,000 from last year's survey. Again, Dan Clancy.
It's probably a sign of the economy and perhaps the kinds of salaries that companies are able to provide for, you know, starting entry-level positions. So there was a slight drop.
Interest grew in tech colleges as the recession took hold and major factories shut down. Clancy says the last 2 years have seen a 20% spike in enrollment at Wisconsin's technical colleges, but he says he's not sure if that will fall back as the economy recovers, because many people still want to build on their skills, even while on the payroll. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.